Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real, and my partner in crime, Nizzy Navy, wasn't able to make it tonight because she's somewhere drunk, probably throwing up or passed out or who knows what that girl was doing right now. But shout out to Nizzy. She wasn't able to make it tonight, so I'm here. I'm holding it down. And, yeah, man, you know, as far as our listeners, man, you know, I feel bad because, like, over the last few shows, you heard me saying, like, you know, we have a game plan that we're going to get this thing set, and we're going to, you know, start to get back to doing it every week like we used to do. And unfortunately, for various reasons, that wasn't able to happen. But, you know, we have been making some moves behind the scenes, and all of that, and I'm just going to say, knock on wood, God willing. Where's some wood at? Knock on wood, God willing, because, you know, it seems like when you just say this is what it's going to be, that's when things go all wrong, you know. So I don't want to jinx it, but knock on wood, you know, that's all about the change. Been making some moves behind the scenes, and that is the purpose for tonight's show. Tonight's show is an introduction to some new co-hosts that we're bringing onto the movement, and yeah, so it's a whole new game plan being set and real restructuring this. We're still doing what we do. Nothing's really going to change, but we're bringing new personalities on board that can, you know, help get this thing back in order. You know, so I'm really excited about these new hosts, this new group of talent we got coming on board. And I ain't even going to waste no lot of time. We're just going to get right to it. So, you know, we're going to introduce the first new host. He goes by the name of Dollar Bill. He is from Pittsburgh. Let's bring Dollar Bill on air. Dollar Bill, welcome to It's Real Talk Radio, sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Dollar Bill, man? It's a pleasure to have you on right now, man. It's a pleasure to have you on. It's been a pleasure speaking with you the last several times and creating that understanding and views and everything. And like I was telling you when we chopped it up off air, you know, like, you know, I just have high expectations set. You know, and yeah, it's really been a pleasure, man. You know, matter of fact,
pleasure talking to you too.
I need to. It wouldn't be right if I didn't do that. Welcome on board. It's a pleasure to have you on board, Dollar Bill.
Well, thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to you and everybody else. So.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, you know, like I was telling you on here on It's Real Talk Radio, we dive in. You know, we just talk about any and everything. You know, you never know what we're going to talk about. And that has been the core of our show, you know, and that is what's going to make us or break us. That is the thing. It's like with these guys, you don't know where they're going to be at with it. You know, you don't know what they're going to talk about next week, but it'll be something interesting, something controversial, something debatable, you know. And I think that doing that makes it, like, it makes it more exciting, and it makes it more spontaneous. And if you think about it, like, you know, what most people appreciate things that are spontaneous. Like, most relationships don't last if there's not enough spontaneous things going on. I look at this as the same way. You know, I almost don't even know how people talk about the same thing every week. I'm not trying to clown or down other people because other people have great shows. Other people have way higher accomplishments than I've ever dreamed of. You know, and I'm a type of person that, you know, is rooting and saluting other people on, you know, for making moves and having success. But it's not it, like I like the idea of being spontaneous, and you know, you just never know what's going to happen. It's just like a suspense movie. That's my favorite type of movie. I like to play the guessing game. I like to be like, well, it could be that person, but wait, no, she's acting kind of crazy right now. She could be low-key like the one that really just surprises everybody in this car. Like, I like that type of stuff. So, you know, that was like my motivation for really doing talk radio. You know what I mean? And you understood that when I broke that down to you, and you embraced that, and that was a key thing right there, because not everybody is wired that way, you know. And I said, it's just a pleasure to have you on board. Now, what I want to do is, you know, give you an opportunity to formally introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know exactly what your motivation was to do talk radio and what you plan on bringing to the table.
Well, I think my main motivation was I've listened to talk radio all my life, mostly like on AM and FM radio, and now I've been in the last few years listening to a lot of podcasts, you know, on YouTube and different other places on the internet. And I guess I learned a lot from a lot of different hosts what I think would make a show interesting. What I think I can bring to the table is, you know, I have a lot of knowledge and experience in certain areas that some people find interesting, like with paranormal stuff. I've done, you know, ghost hunting, UFO activities, things like that. And I've worked with blind and visually impaired for over 20 years, so I know I have a background in, you know, working with people and good communication skills. So that's kind of what piqued my interest.
Right. And, you know, that's a unique set of skills and experience that you have there that can give us, you know, just more avenues, you know, more things we can touch on, you know, more definitely is going to be a lot more guests now. It's going to be more interviews based on different type of topics. Like I was telling you, like I'm into stuff like, you know, paranormal activity. We actually did a show on paranormal activity before. It was years ago. It was like might have been one of our first shows. Actually, you can check it out when you get a chance. It's actually funny because like we just like I don't know. We were just kind of goofing off, but you know, it was funny and it was fun. And that's what I want to get back to, Dollar Bill. Like, man, I tell you, we like the show has always been fun. But when I tell you when we first started 3 years ago, how fun it was. That excitement, like that adrenaline rush that you felt, like that's what I want to get back to. And I know that it really just takes getting consistent again. And yeah, those things that you were talking about is definitely things that I look forward to touching on, and definitely getting new different type of guests to interview and you know, things of that nature. You know, so, and you know, you're going to have a partner, you know, who we're going to be bringing on right after we finish with you. And, you know, how do you feel about that? You ready to embrace that? The other host, but whose name is Rhett Thompson?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know, new, y'all both new, bringing y'all, you know, two, it's like bringing two rookie, like, it's like this, I look at it like this, like two experienced ball players, but haven't maybe experienced, but came from a different league, but experienced, and you guys are the ones that are looked at as the future of the franchise to take us to that next level, and it's like, you know, the ball is now in your hands, and it's crunch time. And it's like, are you ready to hit that shot to take us to the finals. Like, are you ready to, you know, have your number called?
Yeah.
I'm 100%
you know what I mean? Ready. Yeah, I'm 100% ready. And just talking with her before the show, I can tell she's 100% ready too. So I'm happy to be working with everybody here.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to this. Is there anything that you anything that you got going on right now that, and I actually didn't get a chance to ask you this off air, but we're here now. So is there anything that you got going on that you wish to promote on your behalf while you got this time? Because one thing I always make it be known is that our hosts are free to promote whatever it is that they do outside of our show as well, because this is a team effort over here, you know. So it's not just about the show; it's about you guys being a part of a movement and other things you got going on, Matt, as well. So is there anything that you would want to promote, or any shout outs, or any? I don't care if it's whatever, anything, you know. While you got this time, you can feel free.
Well, like other things that I'm interested in and that I do as a hobby but also as a business is I do a lot with antiques and collectibles and things like that. So, you know, anybody has any questions or anything about old stuff they find around their house, you know, let me know and I'll give you the information. So.
Okay. So... For those listening and getting and being introduced to Dollar Bill for the first time, and you know what? Before we moved the rat, you guys shared that story that you shared with me the other night. I think that was last night actually about how you came up with that name. It was a fun and funny story. But social medias. How can people? If people are interested, and they're like, well, what's Dollar Bill? What's this guy's about? How can I keep up with him? I like what he does. I like what he brings to the table. How can you be reached through social media or through email?
Well, through email, you can just reach me at the email that will be listed on the site there. And then I'm going to set up a Facebook page just for the talk show. And,
okay.
And then we can just, you know, people can just like it or add me as a friend and hit me up on there with any kind of questions or comments or anything they think would help me as a host or anything, congratulate me on anything I'm doing right. So.
And what will likely your name be for your Facebook page for the show? Like, how would they probably... But it'd probably be Dollar Bill. You probably would just name it Dollar Bill,
I'll put Dollar Bill in Pittsburgh, and then that'll be probably I'll be the only Dollar Bill in Pittsburgh. So.
Right. Okay. Dollar Bill Pittsburgh. So there you have it, Dollar Bill Pittsburgh, and again, I'll tell you, man, this guy is something else, man. This guy, I'm telling you, y'all be looking forward to it. It's gonna be a lot of fun, interesting shows, entertaining shows for sure.
In fact, I put the picture on that I was telling you about the other night. My nickname had always been Dollar Bill, but then I got a picture with me and 50 Cent. So I always call it my Dollar Bill 50 Cent picture. So
Right. Yeah, man. I was rolling when you told me that story. I was like, oh, and I thought about like, oh, 50 Cent, Dollar Bill. All right, get it. Like, you know, that was funny. And I was totally not expecting you. You was like, when you were talking, I'm like, you know, on air personality names, would it be like regular name or would you add some flair to it? And we had a discussion. You said that story blew me about the 50 Cent thing. And I thought about like, oh, okay, that's catchy and funny at the same time. Like, that's pretty cool right there. So, you know, hey, man, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun times to come. You know, appreciate you guys. I know you guys let me know that you guys appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate it. I'm speaking on behalf of Nizzy because she's drunk somewhere right now. So
yeah.
I appreciate you guys giving the opportunity also, because we need you guys as much as you need us. Like, we need each other, you know, to make this thing
team
really
effort.
Work.
Yep, team effort.
Exactly, you know. And that's Dollar Bill, everybody. So once again,
thank you.
Welcome on board, and we're going to get to our new co-host here, your partner, Miss Rex. We're going to get to her now, Dollar Bill. I might just call you DB for short, you know, sometimes.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably say Dollar Bill sometimes, just to give you the heads up. You don't mind if I say, like, DB sometimes, right, just to shorten it, right?
That's good. It's all good.
Right. Yeah, you know, because you know how it is. You're sitting there blabbing off, and you shorten everybody's name because you're so stuck in what you're talking, you know. So, but, yeah, man, it's a pleasure to have you on board. I'm pleased you on hold. We'll get the rat, you know, and then we got some business to get you off air after all of this. So thanks once again, Dollar Bill.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And with that said, let's bring on Miss Rex.
What up?
What's going on? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio, girl.
Thank you so much. I am just way too excited.
It's always exciting
when you're
taking a new chapter in life, right?
Exactly. I am turning the page with quivering fingers as we speak.
Miss Brett Thompson. It is Thompson, right? I think it's the Thompson part, right?
It is Thompson. It's Rex Thompson.
I was getting a little nervous.
Yes,
like, wait,
is it
Thompson? I started something guessing myself. I think it was Thompson. Okay. Rex Thompson. Okay. So, yeah, Rex. Man, what's going on, man? How you doing,
Rex,
man? How was your day?
I am fantastic. I am down here in the lovely, lovely suburbs right outside of Miami, Florida, keeping cool and enjoying life. Just glad to be here.
Exactly.
Now,
you and I had a really great conversation yesterday. We got to talk about a lot of things, and we realized at the end of the conversation that this was something that we both wanted to go for. Like, we felt like this was a good match for, you know, for the movement, for yourself, you know, and, you know, the rest was just history. We, after that conversation, it's like, all right, we're going to rock this thing out and see what happens. I definitely appreciate that conversation we had. It was a good conversation, and all of it wasn't even just about this, but it was about other things in general, which all ties into building that bond, understanding, connection. This is who I am. As a radio personality, as a person, as a networking person, this is who I am, you know. And I appreciate that conversation we had, you know, and I definitely appreciate the conversation I had with Dollar Bill as well. And, you know, after speaking with you, I just felt like, you know, I feel like you have a unique, dynamic persona to bring to the table. So why don't you let the people know a little bit about yourself? Like, who is Rex Thompson? What is her background? What is her motivation? And what does she bring to the table?
I am based in Miami, Florida. I am a comedian. A writer, entertainer. I grew up in Ohio, in Akron, Ohio, what? Land of LeBron James. My mother is Japanese. My father is Black American. I grew up in a Black neighborhood to a Japanese mother who wanted to be Black. So I grew up on collard greens and hog maws. And not on sushi. I don't think I had my first bite of sushi until I was like maybe in college. But anyway, so I grew up in Ohio, so I'm very much a Midwest working class background. I ended up going to school at I got a little money from a college in Northwest Pennsylvania that wanted me to get my education there. So I was very much a fish out of water there, being one of 88 black people in a school, or a teeny tiny school in the mountains. And from there, I ended up in New York City. I went to school there and was studying writing and screenwriting and all that. And so I was able to get jobs in television production and documentaries and that sort of thing. And from there, that's where I met my baby, Paul. I met the dude who insisted on getting married to me. And from there, we figured, you know, it's really expensive living in New York. Let's move down to Miami, Florida. So I've had a little bit of everything. I guess I kept traveling east from where I started off in Ohio, just made my way east from Ohio to Pennsylvania, New York, all the way to Miami. So my background, I guess I've sampled a little bit of a lot. And so that experience, those experiences is what fuels my comedy and is also what's going to fuel what I'll be bringing to the table here. I'm very much a student of the world. Like, I'm very curious about a lot of different things. Like, whether it be about, politics or nature or, animals or, talking about, current events. I'm always curious about what's going on. And I always feel that it's my job to help stand up for the little guy, to be the voice to the voiceless and all that jazz.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty nice, right? That sounds important. So I'm really excited about this opportunity, really and truly. So thank you so much. And I'm hoping that we'll – the listeners will enjoy what I got to offer.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely embrace you with open arms. And I actually think that the show will actually, I'm confident that the show will actually become, because you guys, Dollar Bill, he knows who he knows, and he has his own core of people who support him and what he does. You have your own core fans, supporters, and all that stuff. All of our fans and supporters are going to come together. It's going to be a bigger fan base at the end of the day. Now, you're also a podcaster. You actually, it's funny how
yes.
that you found out about that we was looking for a female co-host. You found out through that, when I posted it in a Facebook group, right?
Yes, yeah. I was just poking around, looking at the different groups that I'm in. And I did see your post, and I was intrigued and wanted to find out more about it. So, yes, I do have a podcast that I just wrapped up, and it's still out there floating out in the ether. It's called Brown Skin and Glasses. It's a podcast that I had with a fellow comedian down here in Miami. I had my own solo podcast called Blackanese Chick. And that's also, out there where fine podcasts are downloaded. So there's Brown Skin and Glasses, there's Blackanese Chick, and I'm working on a new solo project, and that one's called The Chick Show. So, and that's Chick, C-H-I-C-K. So if you go on Instagram and on Facebook, you'll be able to find like the beginning of that. It's at The Chick Show, and I think I also have like Twitter set up for that too. And if you wanted to reach me, you can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, under all that. If you just Google Blackanese Chick, Blackanese Chick, and if you plug in Blackanese Chick, scroll past all the porn that's going to pop up, and then eventually.
Right, though, exactly.
I
yeah, a lot that's going to pop up. You type up something like that.
blackanisechick@gmail.com, you're going to hit me. If you can also get me at Rhett Thompson, which is my name, RHETTTHOMPSON. I'm also on Instagram at The Skirt, because I tend to wear a lot of dresses and skirts because I'm that kind of girly girl. So yeah, I'm all over social media. So I hope to make a connection with all y'all out there. And yeah, hit me up.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, I know you got both of you, you and Dollar Bill, were both saying that you are looking to interview people and bring guests on and things of that nature. So if a person is a person that is an aspiring writer, up-and-coming actor, or any type of skill set or talent, you will be, and they wanted to interview, you would be willing to give that person that interview, right? Like, you'd be like,
yeah,
to reach out to you and say, hey, I would love to come on the show. You'd be willing to give that person an exclusive.
Definitely. Well, my thing is, like, on my new podcast project that I'm hoping will debut in the coming weeks, The Chick Show, it's pretty much me being a female still trying to figure it out, what it is to be a female in America. What is it to be a modern female now? So it's not a manned action show. It's just me trying to figure it out. So the primary focus is on interviewing women, but I do have a segment that is where I will be, putting some testosterone in the show. So I am going to be doing a segment with, with a guy. And then also, too, I love live music. So I'm going to be featuring artists who, musicians that, and be able to play, a couple of tracks for them, too, on each show. So, yes, if you are a musical, artist, if you are just somebody who has something to, like a female that has a strong point of view about what it is to be a female here in America, you can hit me up at on email, thechickshowpodcast@gmail.com. Just email me and I'll email back and we'll coordinate.
No doubt, man. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I appreciate both of you guys coming on board. I just had the recording in my ears saying 90 seconds. appreciate both of you coming on board. And, hey, man, it's a bright future ahead, that's for sure.
Thanks so much.
Shout out to you, Rhett. And, wouldn't be right if I didn't do that.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. And we got some business to get to, as we discussed, so we about to get to that. So, hey, it's Real Talk Radio. Stay real. Shout out to Drunken Nizzy Nay, and, who was unable to make it because she's drunk doing goodness knows what right now. Shout out to Dollar Bill and Miss Rhett Thompson. And next week, you can catch us at Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And that will be the time that you can catch us from now on. Tuesdays, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Dollar Bill, Miss Rhett Thompson, and you'll still catch your boy Tay Real chopping it up with the crew as well. this thing is about to cut off. Hold on. Okay. This thing is about to cut off right while I was talking. Okay, yeah. So you can, like I said, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's still the same thing. We do what we do. We talk about what we talk about. It's just that now we have new personalities on board. You still don't know what the heck we're going to be talking about, who we might be interviewing, or what we might be discussing. It's still it's still the same identity, just bigger and better. For people looking for interviews, exclusive things of that nature, you can reach out to Dollar Bill. You got his information now. You can reach out to Ms. Rhett Thompson. You have her information as well. And you can reach out also to myself or Nizine at itsrealtalkradio@yahoo.com. That is the way to find us on our social media platforms, or email us directly, Facebook us, all of that good stuff. It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy Tay Real signing out with Mr. Dollar Bill and Miss Rhett Thompson. And we'll catch y'all next Tuesday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's going down, y'all. It's Real Talk Radio. We are here. It is realer than ever, and it is going down. We'll catch y'all next Tuesday. Holla back. And I don't have Nizzy here right now, so it's like I'm doing everything. So like, I was like, hold on. I actually got to get to the outro. See, normally I'll be doing this talking stuff, and my partner in crime is like doing the outro and stuff, you know, but.
Okay. No problem.
You know, okay. Yeah, here we are, yeah. So, yeah, Tay Real, Dollar Bill, Rhett Thompson, and Drunk Nizzy Nate somewhere around here, somewhere. It's Real Talk Radio. I'll catch y'all next Tuesday, 10 o'clock. It's going down, Eastern Time.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.